This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes today for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 48 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases on 13th and 20th of this month. The Election Commission has made elaborate arrangements to ensure peaceful counting for all 81 assembly seats. Three-tier security arrangements have been made at each counting centre. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the world is now acknowledging India's strategic importance due to the mantra of reform, perform and transform by being implemented by his government over the last 10 years. Prime Minister said this while addressing an event through video conferencing which was organized by a media house in Germany, Stuttgart. The theme of the event was India-Germany, a roadmap for sustainable growth. Mr. Modi said that India is the fastest growing economy in the world and every country wants to collaborate with India for development. Mr. Modi added that focus on India document of Germany is an example of it and this document reflects that how the world is acknowledging India's strategic importance. Prime Minister said that India has introduced new policies for every sector and prepared itself to achieve a rapid growth in 21st century. Mr. Modi said that his government has brought to an end the red tapism to promote ease of doing business. He said India has strengthened the banking system in the country to make available affordable capital for development. Mr. Modi said that over the past few years, the mutual partnership between India and Germany has continuously strengthened. He mentioned that more than 1,800 German companies are operating in India and these companies have invested $15 billion in the last 3 to 4 years. He also invited the German companies to ramp up their investment in India. He also invited those to the country but still does not have a base in India. The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has invited online applications from eligible students for the Merit Scholarship Scheme for Single Girl Child. It has invited applications for the CBSE Merit Scholarship Scheme for a single girl child who has passed Class 10 in 2024 from CBSE and is studying in Class 11 at CBSE-affiliated schools. Additionally, online applications are also invited for the renewal of the CBSE Single Girl Child Scholarship for Class 10 awarded in 2023. The last date for submission of online applications is the 23rd of next month. The details, eligibility conditions and the online application form are available on the CBSE website. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has advised airlines to provide facilities to passengers during flight delays. In a social media post, the ministry asked airlines to provide drinking water for delays of up to 2 hours. The ministry added that tea or coffee with snacks and refreshments will be provided to passengers for delays between 2 to 4 hours and meals for delays exceeding 4 hours. The Ministry of Civil Aviation said that these measures are designed to prioritize passenger convenience during unforeseen disruptions. The discussions related to the third review of the International Monetary Fund program have successfully concluded yesterday. The final meeting held at the Presidential Secretariat was attended by a delegation representing the IMF led by Senior Mission Chief Peter Brewer. Representing the Sri Lankan government, the delegation was headed by Deputy Minister of Economic Development, Professor Anil Jayanta Fernando. The IMF team is visiting Sri Lanka to assess economic policies, progress and ongoing reforms and the implementation of previous agreements with the IMF. With the successful completion of the third review, the global lender is expected to release the next installment of the loan worth $330 million to Sri Lanka. IMF had approved a $2.9 billion extended fund facility available to Sri Lanka over a 48-month period in tranches to help its economy recover from the economic crisis. And in the China Masters 2024 badminton tournament, India's ace duo Chirag Shetty and Sattvik Sai Raj Renki Reddy have entered the men's double semi-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.